Woo-hoo!
This is your Attitash Race League report with Corey Madden.
Here we go. What is it? Week five. I was going to say. Yeah. I thought it was week five.
In the books.
In the books. Yeah. Corey Madden here in the studio joining me. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, man. Wednesdays are just the special day for snow, I guess, this year. It's
always
been amazing. Sorry for all those mountain meisters out there that have to deal with it on Wednesdays. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we can't really complain about getting more snow. You know, everybody's pumped. A lot of people talking about, how do I get on an early chair? It's like, just get there early. Make sure you're there for first chair, you know.
Yeah.
So get through these reports. And I'm psyched to be here, of course. Plenty of time to get some stuff in and then still get to first chair. So,
excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
Another Tuesday. Teams are shuffling a little bit. And, you know, points at the top of the teams' divisions are definitely pretty close, so anybody has it. It's anybody's game. So, you know, yesterday we had our alleyway start, so we started from higher up, which gives you not only some extra gate, so it's a longer run. It also gives you a blind turn, so, you know, we were really pushing everybody. Like, a lot of people show up, and they've got to get to work, and we understand, you know, but we really try to push people to just take one run and take a look at it so you know where that gate is as you come up over the knoll. So basically it goes up over the knoll where we typically start from.
Right.
So on our normal start, you can see from top to bottom.
Yeah.
You know, so
you mentioned that last week. That's something to be aware of. Somebody, you know, you want to do the course and make sure that you do it right.
So it was awesome, and people did. You know, it was definitely it was right down to the racing surface, probably within the first five people that went. I mean, the you know, between the warm and the cold and everything, the rain that we've had. Oh, I hate to say a word, but at the same time, you know, all the mixture of weather that we've gone through for the past couple of weeks, it's really solid out there, or it was at least yesterday anyway. Today it'll be a lot softer.
Yep.
But, you know, so everybody, you know, we were talking about edges and, you know, getting on that outside ski, which I did absolutely none of all that. My edges seemed to hold, but my 2 foot skiing was pretty gross.
Okay. It's more of a personal thing.
It's a personal thing, yes. So obviously you can hear me fighting with myself.
Yeah.
Hamlin definitely let me know after I shared my little GoPro video. He's like, you were late for everything. You're double turning, everything. Oh, it was so funny. Definitely criticizing.
Yeah. But,
you know, it's always fun. Part of the fun, right? You know, like to show people what's going on every once in a while. Just throw the GoPro on and let people know what's going on outside of the race league, maybe. Mm-hmm. Get some interest for next year, you know, get people thinking about it for next year. So, you know, individual division. I mean, yesterday, I have to mention, Alec Tarbury shows up. He had a meeting in the morning. He shows up a little later in the day.
Okay.
And, you know, we were looking at times of 38 to 36. All of a sudden, he just shows up, 34:20. It's like, obviously, we found the course that Alec Tarbury really likes. So, you know, icy, you know, right down to that racing surface, and a big swing. There was, you know, I had to keep people's speed down, so there was quite an offset as far as, you know, bringing people across the hill, keeping their speed down so they weren't going flying across right over into our parking lot across the street,
right.
So right over 302. So it was good. It was a lot of fun, a lot of compliments on the course set, a lot of people that had a pretty good workout from
but
had a lot of fun. So
good. So high spirits from this previous week. What are
Absolutely.
We looking for? Well, now next week you guys are off, right? It's the February vacation.
It's the February vacation, so we are off. So anybody that has a Tuesday Race League specific pass, this is the only week all season that you cannot ski. So just take a week off, you know, just get those skis dialed back in and take that week off and relax and go hang out with some family and friends or whatever, you know,
maybe
do the laundry, which Steph keeps mentioning. She's like, you see that pile over there? Sometime you're going to take care of that,
sometimes,
right?
Nice when those weeks, you're like, February vacation's coming, take a break.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of which, that means this weekend should be pretty big over at Attitash and Wildcat, right? Lots of events kicking off.
There are so many events going on. I'm going to do this as quick as I can.
Let's do it.
Try and squeeze it in. But
alrighty.
So Saturday, we've got our skier board across. It's an all winter takes all type race. We line up 4 to 6 people at the starting gate and say, ready, set, go. First person to the finish moves on. First two to the finish move on until we get down to the final. And then we've got fireworks by Atlas. We got Après Ski with Crush. It's a Dave Matthews tribute band. They mm-hmm. are amazing.
They've
definitely
been there
come
before,
check them out.
Heard good things.
Oh, yeah. And then that's followed up. Crush also plays our Ptarmigans After Dark. So After Dark is 8 to 11. That is a 21-plus show. So definitely bring your IDs. It's sponsored by Bud Light. It's a 21-plus show. It's just like going to Fenway, like going to Gillette or TD. You know, mm-hmm. they are not going to give you a beer without your ID, no matter what you look like, how old you look like. So it is a 21-plus show. We also have Isaiah Bennett. He's playing over in the Den. Sunday, we've got You Go Girl Race. That's Jen's Friends benefit. So we take half the proceeds and give that to Jen's Friends. It's a great turnout. Registration from 8 to 10 in the morning, and then 11 o'clock race start. And then Riley Parkhurst and Ptarmigans Pub. Pac-Man Dave's playing in the Den sessions. Mm-hmm. That's all the weekend stuff. But definitely check out adattach.com for all the other information, because there's a ton of stuff. Entertainment every single day.
Yeah.
We've got Race Arena going on, all sorts of great stuff. So, and then, of course, Wildcat. Mm-hmm. We've got Pat Foley playing on Friday. And then Saturday, we got a Kitty Cats Après Ski for the kids. There's ice cream and movies and fun stuff for the kids to do.
Family fun.
Torchlight Parade going on from 5:30 to 6. Gravel Project. And Sunday, Pat Foley Band. And during the week, we have a kitty litter cardboard box race. This is so fun. The kids come out with so many interesting little crafts with their cardboard. It's awesome. And then the Nine Lives Lunch Tray Luge.
Okay.
So you come out, and the only time that the food and beverage department isn't going to run out and yell at you, give me back my tray. You can't be out there slotting on your trays. So, yes, whenever that happens, it happens every weekend.
Yeah.
The lunch trays come out. Give me back that tray.
So a lot of fun for Attitash and Wildcat.
Absolutely. Check out attitash.com, skiwildcat.com for all the information. There's so much going on. I can't fit it all in this little time that
we have.
But, you know, it's always fun talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely shout out for our Tuckerman Après. Pat was over there yesterday. Patrick was buying a couple beers and gave us some prizes to give out. Andy's Ski Shop, definitely check him out. Tunes, demos, all sorts of great swag that they have in there, sweatshirts, hats, and stuff.
Absolutely.
Skichair.com gave away another shot ski. Had to do that again.
So good times.
Lots
of fun and more fun to come. February vacation, you definitely want to check out Attitash and Wildcat. And like Corey said, Attitash.com, skiwildcat.com for all the details. And that's your Attitash Race League Report. So we'll see you in 2 weeks then.
We'll see you in 2 weeks, Gino. Have a great week.
Sounds good. It's Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.